Hello and welcome to Basquinfo. We are back here on the airwaves of LFM 103.2 in Belfast and in here 90.3 FM Dublin. We are back after a short break for the summer. But we are back again with plenty of energy and, most importantly, plenty of news from the Basque struggle. New political developments in the Basque country over the past few months. And especially over the past 2 weeks. On Sunday the 5th, the armed organization ETA announced that they stopped, they ended all the offensive armed operations. And this news, this very important news, will be the main focus of our program today. We look at the statement by ETA and the reactions that came after. The new opportunities for the future. And the latest repressive operations by the Spanish government. On the second half of the program, we'll go through two important statements, one from a Sinn Féin leader, Gerry Adams, and the other one from Brian Corrin, an international mediator, and both look at the ETA's announcement. And to finish the program, we'll be interviewing Diarmuid Brednach from the Dublin Basque Solidarity Committee to talk about the festival they have prepared for this Saturday. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes. This is Basquinfo.
Esos son los imprescindibles. Esos son los imprescindibles.
Fela FM 103.2.
Basque News, a summary of the last 7 days from the Basque struggle.
Fela FM, 103.2.
ETA calls off offensive armed actions and Spain responds with more repression. On Sunday 5th, ETA announced in a video sent to the BBC that several months ago took the decision not to carry out offensive armed actions. ETA confirms its commitment to finding a democratic solution to the conflict, the statement says. In its commitment to a democratic process to decide freely and democratically our future, through dialogue and negotiations, ETA is prepared today, as yesterday, to agree to the minimum democratic conditions necessary to put in motion a democratic process, if the Spanish government is willing, it says. The statement ends, we call on all Basque citizens to continue in the struggle, each in their own field, with whatever degree of commitment they have, so that we can all cast down the wall of denial and make irreversible moves forward on the road to freedom. This is the first unilateral ceasefire announced by ETA ever. The announcement comes after a strategic internal debate was carried out at the beginning of the year by the Basque pro-independence left. The new strategy focuses on mass struggle through peaceful and political means and alliances with other progressive and nationalist forces. Several agreements have been already signed in this way over the past few months, and negotiations with other forces continue at present. The ETA's latest decision comes to help those steps for the creation of a broad pro-independence movement. Nationalist politicians in the Basque Country welcomed the announcement and called on the Spanish government and the international community to respond positively. The deputy editor of the Basque pre-independence newspaper Gara, our usual commentator here on Basque Info, Iñaki Soto, said the Basque people had been hoping for this declaration. Iñaki Soto says, I think that it's a big step and a positive step. I think that it's something that the majority of the Basque society was waiting for or expecting, and in that sense, I think that it's something that no one can say that is negative. It will be a long way, but it's something that can bring the peace and the justice to the Basque country, he said. We hope to have Iñaki Soto, one of our usual commentators here, next week to talk a little bit more calmly about the latest ETA's announcement. But we have more reactions here to ETA's latest announcement to call off all the offensive armed actions. And this time is Sinn Féin's leader, Gerry Adams, who welcomed ETA's statement as a significant development and a genuine attempt to contribute to a resolution of the conflict. Gerry Adams says he believes it has the potential to bring about a permanent end to the conflict with the Spanish state. International mediator, South African lawyer Brian Corrin, welcomed the ETA's decision as a further move towards the irreversibility of this new political phase of exclusively non-violent and democratic means in the Basque Country. The prestigious Financial Times newspaper called on an editorial for the lifting of the banning of Basque pre-independence party Batasuna and the repatriation of the hundreds of Basque political prisoners. The Spanish authorities responded that ETA's decision was insufficient and that they would continue with their repressive strategy. It didn't take much time to see that proven. Last Saturday, a national demonstration called before the summer was banned. Dozens of thousands of people were expected to attend. The rally had been organized by Adirazi Euskal Herria, Express Basque Country, a broad platform in favor of civil and political rights created at the beginning of the year. After the banning, well-known politicians from different nationalist parties called a new demonstration, which was also banned. In order not to fall into provocations, the demonstration was finally called off at the last minute, and a mass press conference was organized to denounce the attack against freedom of speech and demonstration, and to announce the birth of a new broad movement for human, civil, and political rights in the Basque Country. Many understood the banning as a show of nervousness by the Spanish authorities after ETA's announcement and warned of new repressive operations. In the early hours of Tuesday, 9 Basque pre-independence left activists, known for their public political work in culture, language, youth movement and feminism, among other areas, were arrested and taken incommunicado by the Spanish military police, Guardia Civil. The Spanish authorities accused them of being the national leadership of EKIN, a group that works in favor of national building and mass struggle within the Basque pre-independence left.
Basque Info, Bill FM 103.2, Belfastia, and near 90.3 FM, Ballyclea.
So that was our first part of the program with this main news about the latest ETA announcement and all of those reactions. Unfortunately, the Spanish government responded with more repression. We were saying that a demonstration was banned last Saturday, a very, very important demonstration that had been called many months before, and it was just that after the ETA's announcement that the Spanish authorities decided to ban it. That was the first of set of steps by the Spanish government to continue with a repressive strategy, because in the early hours of yesterday, Tuesday, the 14th, there was a very important police operation. Nine people were arrested and more than 30 premises were searched. As we said, some people have seen all those moves by the Spanish government as a show of nervousness, and it seems like the Spanish government is not comfortable with the new situation. But we'll be talking about it hopefully in a more calm way in coming weeks, so hopefully next Wednesday, as we were saying, hopefully with Iñaki Soto from the Basque newspaper Gara. Now we are going to listen to a song that we want to dedicate to those arrested and all of those in the Basque country who feel hopeful for the future. The Basque pre-independence left have said that now is the time for the people to take their future in their own hands, and it's time for every Basque citizen to become protagonist of the struggle. And that's why we want to play this song, a very famous song by Basque band Negu Gorriak. It's called Gora Herria, Long Life to the People. So I think it's very appropriate for these times.
Yeah!
Basque Info, the Basque Conflict Report on Fail FM 103.2 Belfast and Near 90.3 FM Dublin.
Fail FM 103.2.
Basque Insight, first-hand perspectives from the Basque struggle.
Fail FM 103.2.
We're back here in Basque Info. You're listening to Fail FM 103.2 Belfast and Near 90.3 FM Ballaclia. And now we are going to read one of those reactions to the ETA's latest statement. One of them comes from Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams in an article he published in The Guardian. And we think it's very important. That's why we are going to read it out. The announcement of a ceasefire by ETA on Sunday was the culmination of years of debate, discussion and strategizing among Basque activists. It's a significant development and a genuine attempt to contribute to a resolution of the conflict. I believe it has the potential to bring about a permanent end to the conflict with the Spanish state. This dialogue also involved senior Sinn Féin representatives, including myself. Sometimes the discussions were held in the Basque Country, sometimes in Belfast, and on a number of occasions in recent years, Sinn Féin representatives traveled to Geneva for meetings with Basque representatives. Many in the Basque Country look to the Irish peace process for inspiration, and much of what has been attempted here there in the last decade has been modelled on our experience. Given the experience of the 2006 cessation, which ended in mutual recrimination and after only 9 months, there will be those on both the Basque and Spanish sides who will be skeptical and cautious. But caution should not be allowed to encourage preconditions to dialogue. Caution should not be allowed to block progress. In the Irish peace process, we saw how games of Scrabble were played around the use and interpretation of certain words, and some of these became preconditions which were then used to delay progress. To succeed, a credible process between the Basque people and the Spanish state has to respect democratic mandates. The electorate has the right to choose the party if it wants to represent it, and this decision should be accepted and respected by the Spanish government. Toward the end of last year and into this year, an impressive internal process of strategy formulation took place among Basque parties, trade unionists and political activists. This involved thousands of activists. The debate was about agreeing a new political approach. In February, a conference of the pro-independence left, which includes the banned Basque party Batasuna, agreed a new broad front approach. This, too, draws heavily from the Irish experience. The new strategy commits Basque participants to exclusively political and democratic means, and seeks to achieve political change in a complete absence of violence and without interference, and conducted in accordance with the Mitchell principles. The strategy finds its echo in the weekend statement by ETA. In its video message, ETA confirmed its commitment to finding a democratic solution to the conflict. In its commitment to a democratic process to decide freely and democratically our future through dialogue and negotiations, ETA is prepared today as yesterday to agree to the minimum democratic conditions necessary to put in motion a democratic process if the Spanish government is willing. We also convey this to the international community and call on it to respond to ETA's will and commitment in order to participate in the building of a durable, just and democratic resolution to the centuries-long political struggle. Of significance is the fact that the pro-independence left in its response to the ETA statement is describing the initiative. As a unilateral and unconditional cessation of military operations indefinitely. It also speaks of its recognition that it should continue to develop initiatives, making commitments and compromising in order to make progress. Mm-hmm. The pro-independence left position would suggest that the Basque parties understand the need to build on this initiative. There is also a heavy responsibility on the Spanish government to grasp this opportunity for peace and progress. It needs to be far-sighted to think strategically and to ignore those voices that seek a resolution in terms of victory and defeat. The international community, too, has a role to play, just as it did in the Irish peace process and is currently doing in the negotiations in the Middle East, which commenced last week. Gerry Adams finally says there are dangers ahead. No conflict resolution process can be risk-free for its participants, but the benefits of succeeding far outweigh the dangers of failure. That was some of their reactions to the latest ETA statement. ETA said that months ago they already took the decision not to carry out offensive armed actions.
Info, Bill FM 103.2, Belfastia, and near 90.3 FM, Ballyclea.
And as we said, we'll have more time to talk about the latest ETA decision and many other developments in the Basque Country. But now we are going to focus on an immediate event, a very important event of solidarity with the Basque Country, which is going to happen in Dublin this weekend. And for that reason, we have Diarmuid Brednach from the Dublin Basque Solidarity Committee online. Hello, Diarmuid. Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome once again to Basque Info. Could you tell us about this festival you have organized about for Saturday?
Yeah, sure. It's the first Dublin Basque Festival, and we're endeavouring to show aspects of Basque life and Basque culture. So we're got an exhibition of Basque images from a wide range of aspects of Basque life, from the cultural to the environmental to the political. And we will also be showing a few Basque instruments, such as the chalaparta. We will have some Basque food, and we'll be showing a number of videos and two films, and we will have a concert at the end.
Well, this is not the first time. You said it's the first time you organize a festival, but it's not the first time you're organizing events.
It's not the first kind of Basque party we've had. We've had a number of those, but I think it's the first time we've had what we would truly call a festival, which represents quite a wide range of things. We've put on music and food and drink before, but we've not had an exhibition and, we've not had such a a wide variety of things. So I think we're calling it the first Dublin Bass Festival.
Mm-hmm. It's a festival is going to take over the whole day of Saturday, I think. And as you said, previously you have organized other festivals, very successful, and now this time is going to be for the whole day or most of part of the day?
Well, from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until midnight or after.
Where's going to be the main venue?
It's going to be in Pierce House in Pierce Street in Dublin, which is right next to Trinity College, or just around the corner from Trinity College.
And is some sort of tickets must be purchased to get in? Or what, how does it
yes,
work?
Yes, we're doing tickets. We're doing separate tickets for our morning and afternoon, unless somebody wants to buy a ticket for the whole day. And they're available from bassdublin at gmail.com. We will take orders for advance tickets, and advance tickets are cheaper than tickets on the door.
Mm-hmm. And what are the prices?
£5 for an advance ticket for the afternoon, €5, and €7 for an advance ticket on the in the evening. And then add €7 if you pay on the door, and €9 if you pay on the door. And if you want to buy a ticket for the whole lot, we'll do it for €10.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way people could get more information about it, maybe sending you an email?
Yeah, sure. BassDublin at gmail.com.
And you are on Facebook also?
We're hosted as a group on the Louise Michel Facebook site.
Okay. Would you like to invite everybody, the audience here in Belfast and in Dublin, to attend?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's it's really going to be worth attending. Yeah.
Okay, well, we hope to see you there then on Saturday. We hope it's going to be a very successful event. There have been many other events along the past years in Dublin and very, very successful. So we wish you the best, and hopefully we'll enjoy a great weekend.
Gáire mina maga. Míle eascair.
Tá fáil teora. Slán.
Slán.
Welcome to Discount Dial.
And our time came to an end here in Basque Info for this week. We broadcast live from the studios of Fela FM at 103.2 in West Belfast every Wednesday from 12 to half 12. And then it's broadcasted also through the airwaves of our sister community radio station in Dublin, near FM, near 90.3 FM. And that's on Thursdays from half 3 to 4. Today we focused on the latest statement by ETA. ETA announced that they had called off all the offensive armed actions since for several months now, and in that way they want to promote a democratic process in the Basque Country. The Spanish authorities' response has been a repressive one, banning a national demonstration for civil and political rights last Saturday and arresting 9 prominent pro-independence left activists on Tuesday morning. We'll be closely following all these events and developments in the Basque Country for what it seems to be a very, very extremely intense new political year in the Basque Country. You can also follow all these latest news on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/BasqueInfo. finally, we would like to extend the invitation from the Dublin Basque Solidarity Committee to everybody to attend these day-long events from 1 p.m. in Pierce House in Pierce Street in Dublin this coming Saturday, the 18th of September. We'll be back next week here in Basque Info, but stay tuned because next is the Fourth World War.
Esos son los imprescindibles.